105.5 The Bridge, joined by Lori from Drifter Merch. We're here to talk the 5th annual Drifter Fest, the Burt Griggs Memorial Jam. Thank you for coming by and talking about it.
Thanks for having me.
So, 3-day event. You got the pre and post jam. Let's start with the big event itself on Saturday at the Refinery. So, just what is Drifter Fest all about?
So, my husband passed away a little over 5 years ago, and I just wanted to do something that would remember him. You know, at the time, you know, helped grieving to plan an event and do everything. And it's just turned into a fun event. And he was a big live music guy.
Yeah.
You know, we have a music inspired company, Drifter Merch, as you mentioned.
Right.
And so we sell the kind of jam band rock and roll t-shirts and hats, flags, all this kind of stuff. And it just was kind of a natural tie-in to do something music related.
Right.
So every year we try to get fun bands to play. And this year we're really excited to have Big Something. And they are just high energy, improvisational, funk, rock. And they've got a little EDM in them.
Okay.
And it's just really fun. They're really fun. And a lot of people haven't seen them.
Okay.
And they're in the jam genre. They're one of these that are on the cusp of like going big. And they're really fun to see. And then we have Kanika Moore, who's local with her band, the Brown Eyed Boys. And everybody knows her because she's played with Doom Flamingo as the main one. But she's had a bunch of variations of bands. And she just has an awesome, soulful voice, loves, and she's a good show lady on the front. We have also Just Groove, which is Robert Corbett, does a one-man band.
Okay.
And he's starting the show, and he plays in between the bands.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's been with us a couple years, and same thing. He does a little funky jam, rock and roll show. It's real fun to keep the crowd going.
How fun is it, or maybe stressful is it, to actually go, okay, let's sit down and put together the lineup? It'd be kind of fun, but yeah, stressful at the same time.
That part's fun.
Yeah.
And we work with Ear for Music, and Rob Lamble's my partner in this, and he has been for the last 4 years, and he knows the whole music industry.
Sure.
So he can dial me in. I'm like, can we get this person? Can we get this person? And he's like, no, they're too big. No, we can't do that. You know, I had high hopes.
Sure.
And then, you know, he knows the price points and what'll work and everything. And then he goes in and looks at touring schedules and where they're going to be. And that helps kind of plan.
Right.
But, you know, I have a big list, and and usually it's in the jam band genre.
Right.
Rock and roll, funk. We had Carl Denson last year. We've had Tisha Mingo play, George Porter. So we've had a bunch of different types of bands play. So that part's fun.
Yeah.
And then we always have a local band opening.
Okay.
As well.
All right. So what else at the event on the 6th? You mentioned we're going to have some food trucks and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
It's just going to be like a party.
Yeah. It's not an all-day festival.
Sure.
It's an evening festival. And the 3 days is what kind of makes it the fest. I want people to come enjoy Charleston, have their day at the beach or whatever they're doing, and be able to have fun and then come to the show.
Right.
So, yes, we will have food trucks. We also have a lot of cool vendors.
Okay.
The vendors are like fun, and that, you know, that's what I do. These are my people that hang out with me. We have Honey Creek Pottery, who does awesome music inspired pottery. We have Reba's Dancing Dyes, that does tie dyes and all kinds of colorful things. Shamelessly Alive has painted jean jackets that are all music inspired
as well.
Bright Star Designs with jewelry. Grateful Fred will be there, and he's doing all the chrome badges, which are they're the car badges.
Okay.
That have all the different logos of bands and stuff. Homies Head Vibes is there. Grateful Seams. Stono Soul. I think I got them all. I know I'm leaving someone out. Rock and Roll Wood by Billy Wilson.
It's a lot.
But
awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of different kind of one category per area. So people have a little bit to choose from, and it's just kind of fun. It makes a little shakedown street.
Yeah.
At the event.
Now, encouraging everybody to get tickets now.
Oh, yeah.
You go up the day of? Is that what you're saying?
We do go up the day of. They're $10 more the day of.
Okay.
And right now they're only $30, and you can get them at drifterfest.com, or you can go on the Refinery's website. The event's at the Refinery, the amphitheater downtown.
Yeah.
And you can go to their website and purchase the tickets, or Ticket Web is the ticket provider.
Okay. And if you haven't been to the Refinery yet, it is such a neat venue. It's a really cool. So it's a neat place to have it. Now, you also have a nonprofit attached to the event as well, Rock and Roll Rescue. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Sure. Yeah, they're a new. We always have a nonprofit involved, and they're a new one for us this year as they're a new organization. And it was started by Bunky Odom, who is a Sullivan's Island guy who actually has a big music background. I mean, he was with the Allman Brothers and Marshall Tucker Band and worked for Capricorn Records. So he had this idea, and he's in retirement.
Right.
And had this idea to bring music to the children. and they provide instruments to kids. And if they want, you know, just to give them an outlet to get off the iPads and everything, stop watching TV, another outlet to be creative, you know, and learn. And you just never know what, by inspiring children to do music, who they're going to be and how, you know, they could just enjoy it for fun or they could become famous.
Right. Well, I mean, I think something like that, too, is so important. You know, some kids may not have the ability or the situation isn't right for them to have something that would help them enrich their lives musically. So something like this is just so important.
Absolutely. And I mean, in addition to monetary donations, they take instrument donations.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big part of it as well, that if, you know, you can reach out to them at rockandrollrescue.org and find out more about the organization and make donations.
Yeah, that sounds like it's just an amazing local organization. It's really cool that they're attached to it.
It is cool.
All right, 5th Annual Drifter Fest, Burt Griggs Memorial Jam, the 5th through the 7th of September. Just really quickly, pre-jam is the 5th, so where's that at?
So the pre-jam is with Machine Funk, which is a Widespread Panic tribute band.
Okay.
That's really awesome. And we're having that at Home Team Barbecue downtown, and that starts at 6. And that's a free show.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we're having a post-jam on Shem Creek at Vickery's with another local favorite, Junko Partner.
Okay.
And they play all kinds of covers and rock and roll that everybody seems to know and love. But it's always fun, and it's just a Sunday fun day way to wrap up the weekend.
Right.
It starts at 4. It's over at 7, so it's an
perfect.
Early...
Oh, yeah.
Early event, bring the kids.
That's great. All right, so drifterfest.com. Get those tickets now. Just $30 in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They go up the day of.
$40 at the door.
All right, Lori, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.